This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Lamar Jackson coming off a perfect quarterback performance against the Denver Broncos, fourth of his career. All right, a couple of people missed it for practice yesterday on this short week. Here to talk about what's ahead for the Ravens, still chasing Pittsburgh from USA Today. The Ravens Wire joins us every Tuesday. Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, good morning. What is happening?
Good morning, guys. Big win for the Ravens on Sunday and a big day today with the trade deadline coming up in about 5 hours now. So we'll see if Eric DaCosta has anything else up his sleeve after already getting one guy in Deontay Johnson.
Now, a lot of people, fans, of course, would like to see defense added to the equation. Za'Darius Smith, former Raven, went to Detroit this morning, but what did you see Sunday against the Denver Broncos that might make you feel a little bit more relaxed or comfortable with the defense, or is this still a pretty significant area of need, pass rushers, safety, I guess, or just DBs in particular?
Yeah, I'd certainly say it's still a pretty big area of need for the Ravens. I mean, I think what you looked at, what you saw on Sunday against Denver was a defense that did bend but didn't break. And, you know, you pitch a shutout in the second half, and I thought a bunch of guys looked better. But the pass rush still, Bo Nix had a lot of time to throw on a lot of these plays. Tavius Robinson looked great. He had two sacks and was wreaking havoc all over the field. But they really missed Travis Jones and his interior presence. And it just feels like, you know, Kyle Van Noy had a great start to the season, but teams are starting to phase him out. And, you know, he hasn't been the same. Nnamdi Madubuike is a guy that obviously had the great year last year, but teams are obviously not letting him wreck game plans, and he hasn't looked the same in terms of that. And Adafe Owe, you know, he hasn't really had a consistent season in a lot of different ways. And then you have guys like David Ajabo, who's a healthy scratch now. Isa Isaac, who's not contributing. Yannick Ngakoue, who had a good start when he came back, but we haven't really seen a lot. So I know there, you know, Za'Darius Smith, yeah, already in Detroit, but there are other names such as maybe Jadeveon Clowney, Clayus Campbell on the interior. There are a couple of names that I think Baltimore should at least try to make a move for, because I think while we saw improvement for sure out of the defense on Sunday, I still think an addition would be nice for the unit.
I think, yeah, because that inside group, Warmly, when they brought in the second group, Warmly and the other kid, that was ugly. I mean, I felt bad for the linebackers because they got pushed back into the linebackers all day long. You know, and I could see Cincinnati, you know, running the ball a lot more this week.
Yeah, and they miss Michael Pierce a lot. And I know, you know, he's going to be out for foreseeable future. We don't know when he's going to be back off of IR. And obviously Brent Urban not being in there was a loss too, because you're right, the guys below them, Warmly and Zopo, they're not replacement level players at this point in their career. They need somebody else. So a guy like Clayus, who is, I believe, top five in win rate this season and has been really good for Miami. I know he's 38 years old, playing at that level at 38 is incredible, by the way. But I think that even if you have to manage the snaps, which you're going to have to if you do get him, I mean, I think that move makes sense, because who knows how long Travis Jones needs to recover from that ankle injury. He didn't play a single snap on Sunday, and you could certainly tell that with him being out, the Ravens lost a lot of juice on the interior. So you add back to that unit, and I think obviously if you could add a guy on the outside too, that would make sense. But you look at the roster, and they already have so many guys on the outside. It's like, where would that guy make sense, or who would go, I guess, if you were to bring in a guy on the outside? So interior is certainly a need, and especially with how banged up they are, I think that's a move Baltimore has to look into.
I mean, watching the film from the other day, Ngakoue, he was awful. Owe, awful. Rush, I'm talking about rushing the passer. Both Malik Harrison, awful. And, I mean, Tavius Robinson were garbage sacks, but, I mean, he gives effort. But, I mean, he's not an elite-type pass rush guy. And Van Noy's got the moves and stuff, but a lot of times the ball comes out quick. And the thing that, you know, they were doing the other day, they were chipping a lot, you know, the tight ends before they would go out. But, yeah, the pass rush, to me, is the biggest need they've got.
Yeah, and they held Denver to 10 points, and that's great. But I think at that point, you kind of did what you were supposed to do against the rookie quarterback. And Bo Nix has had plenty of ups and plenty of downs this season. The Ravens defense got bad Bo Nix on Sunday, and they got lucky on a couple of plays. I mean, Bo overthrew a couple of touchdowns, missed on some plays, and it felt like Denver just continued to dig themselves further and further into a hole. They missed one fourth down, and they said, oh, well, we have to go for it again because we missed that opportunity. And then, oh, we missed the points. Now we got to go get the points back on this fourth. It just felt like they continued in that hole instead of taking points, and that could have changed the complexion of the game. Now, Baltimore took advantage of those mistakes, and Lamar Jackson and the offense were electric and historic once again. But you have to be able to figure out this pass rush and the secondary. I mean, I wouldn't expect a secondary move. I would think the Ravens would kind of want to roll with what they have there because they do have depth. I think that if you can get the pass rush right and not give these quarterbacks enough time to throw, that will help. But, you know, despite them giving up 10 points, you look at the film, you look at what happened, and that pass rush, again, was pretty non-existent for, you know, you can go back as far as you want to this season. In the last month or so, it hasn't been good.
Yeah, I mean, all right, they gave up 10 points, and like you said, they missed a couple of touchdowns, which, you know, that probably changes, you know, the game. And the other thing is the Ravens had the ball 12 minutes in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, they had pulled their starters because the game was out of reach. So, you know, to say that the defense was – they weren't on the field much. That's what made them great. And then the other thing, Brandon Stevens is stinking up the joint this year too.
Yeah, Brett, that was probably the worst Brandon Stevens game that I've watched in a while.
Yeah, couldn't tackle and couldn't cover.
Yeah, it was rough. Cortland Sutton had his way with him. Anybody who was matched up with him had his way on him. And that's tough because I think, you know, we saw what Brandon Stevens did last season, and he was looking, you know, this guy who filled in for Moreland and did a really good job at it. But we know that he has struggles turning his head around for the ball. And in this game, he was getting beat, and he wasn't aware. I mean, guys would just run comebackers, or they'd run go routes, and Brandon couldn't keep up. It was a lot of different tough things for Brandon Stevens, and they need him to be good. Like, they need him to be good, because you don't want to – while Nate Wiggins has had up-and-down moments, you don't want to put all that burden on a rookie. I mean, Brandon Stevens is a guy that's going to be a free agent after the season. I know there were a lot of people who kind of thought that they were going to have to maybe choose between Marlon and Brandon is who they bring back or let go or whatnot. I think now you can maybe get both back. I think Brandon Stevens has lost himself a decent bit of money here this season compared to if he was a free agent last season, what he would have got. But that doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things this season. He has to play better because he's a big part of that Baltimore secondary. And obviously on Thursday night, you got Ja'Marr Chase, possibly T. Higgins, who's still injured, and that high-powered Cincinnati offense coming to town. You have to have your secondary on point, and Brandon Stevens was a big part of that.
Now, what's up with Keaton Mitchell?
I would probably think that it's kind of a toss-up if he plays this week. I mean, I guess you could play him this week, and then you have the mini-bye heading into Pittsburgh. If I had to guess on anything, I would probably say that they hold him out for one more week, and then they bring him back against Pittsburgh for sure after having that long window of rest. But with Keaton, you have Derrick Henry, who's playing historic football. Justice Hill is playing out of his mind great right now. I think Keaton comes back and has a role, but sometimes it can take guys a little bit of time to get back and feel in the way that they used to. You know, getting back on the field for the first time ever suffering an injury like that. Obviously, there are a bunch of examples of guys just taking some time to ramp up. So I don't think Baltimore's going to throw him into action here and give him 10 carries in the game. I don't even know if he reaches that total all season. But I think having that speed element back in this offense is just it's just another thing that opposing defenses have to look out for. And so for Baltimore, with them being cautious, especially after what happened with Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins and Marcus Peters back in 2021, I would expect them to not have him play this week, but have him play next week. But I wouldn't be shocked if they end up having him play this week just because they feel like they can rest him enough with that bye coming up, or mini bye coming up after Thursday night.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, joins us every Tuesday, Thursday night. So a high-scoring affair in the first game. Should we expect more fireworks in what's going to be a nice night? Here in darn, it's going to be 80 degrees around this part. What do you think? Another high-scoring affair? Because Cincinnati not up against it yet, Kevin, but a win could certainly help their cause, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Cincinnati needs this win, but Baltimore also needs it. Four AFC losses through 10 weeks would be pretty tough when it comes to playoff seeding. So I'm expecting another high-scoring game. I still have no trust in that Cincinnati defense outside of Trey Hendrickson. And on the Baltimore side of things, we'll see what they do to shore up that pass rush, but there's no guarantee any acquisition even plays on Thursday. So I'm expecting a lot of fireworks on Thursday for sure.
Kevin Allstriker, always appreciate the time. Enjoy your short week. Get back to work, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday there.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Kevin Allstriker. It is Election Day, everybody. Hope you're out there doing your civic duty. If not, hey, that's your business. Who am I to judge? It's Vinny and Haney. We'll come back, whip around. A lot going on in the world of sports. We'll talk Orioles. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Danny Coulomb, option not picked up. Why? Rich will try to explain. Bottom line.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The hour.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. You want it loud, we'll play it. Send a request. Plaza Ford Tech Line. College hoops last night. Men, as heard here on 105.7 The Fan, Terps started their season, year three. Kevin Willard against Manhattan. And a local star. Played like a star in his debut.
Another rebound by Queen. The putback is good. What a play that was. To a Rice, he'll miss outside. And Derek Queen has a double-double in the first half.
Johnny Holiday, the Wizard, Walt Williams, Chris Nockey on the call. Maryland Radio Network as Maryland only up three at halftime. And I got to admit, at halftime, I'm like, man, I'm glad I didn't take Maryland laying at 25. Then I was like, damn, I should have took Maryland. But Derek Queen, 22 points, 20 boards, had an assist, a steal, two block shots. So welcome to college basketball, kid, as Maryland blows out the Jaspers. Something we're going to keep an eye on throughout the season, and we'll talk to Gary Williams about this in about an hour. Can they shoot threes? And last night, 5 for 23 from beyond the arc, only 21.7%. Yeah, it's first game jitters, and yeah, you're trying to get the chemistry down, but boy, Maryland has to be better than they were last year shooting threes when they were one of the worst teams in the country in that category. But a big win nonetheless. Great debut by their prize recruit. Mount St. Mary's coming up Friday down at the Xfinity Center. Elsewhere, college hoops last night, top 25. Number 6, Gonzaga blows out Baylor, 101-63. Gonzaga, the team everybody wants to hate. Well, they don't play major college teams. They play in an easy thing. Well, they're moving to the Big 12, which is where Baylor plays, if I'm not mistaken, in Kansas and all Iowa State, all these other ones. Just Google Gonzaga's tournament record the last, I mean, come on. They've made the tournament every year since 99. Maryland's been to one Sweet 16 since 03. They go pretty much every year. And you're not playing conference foes on the way. But anyway, they blow out Baylor last night. There was an upset, top 25, two of them, as a matter of fact. How about Ohio State? Big Ten. Knocking off number 19, Texas, 80-72. And it was UCF, 13th-ranked Texas A&M, goes down 64-61. NBA, a lot going on in the world of the association because everybody's off today because of the election day. Same thing with the NHL, but the Golden State Warriors coming to town, taking on the Wiz. Local kid, speaking of local stars, Bob Carrington, even though his team lost, he played well.
51-38 Warriors, 1:15 to go here in the second. Bob, pull up Jay, nice.
Hey, Bob, monumental on the call. He had 16 points, Bob Carrington. 16 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, as he's doing some great things there. Golden State, however, does get the win. 125-112. Steph Curry had 24 points coming back from a bum ankle there. Let's see. Brooklyn, 106-104 over Memphis. Santi Aldama, Loyola for the Grizzlies. And a losing effort, 9.6 boards, 5 assists. How about old Zach Edey putting up 25 for the Grizz? It was a loss, however. Sacramento, 111-110 over Miami there. Fox had 28. Alex Len, a point, a rebound, and an assist. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Kevin Herter was sick. He didn't play, so he wasn't in that one. Houston beat the Knicks, 109-97. Cam Whitmore, DNP. Coach's decision. I don't coach Houston. I don't understand. Maybe there's more to that. Haywood Highsmith, by the way, in the Miami game. He had two rebounds and a block shot there. Another Baltimore kid out of Curly. It was OKC, 102-86 over Orlando. Aaron Wiggins, Terps, 11 points, 5 boards, a steal, an assist, and 3 steals. Let's see here. It was Denver, 121-119 at the buzzer. Joker had a triple-double there. Bruno Fernando, Terps, 2 boards and an assist. And it was Phoenix. Let's see. They beat Philly 118-116. Damian Lee, Calvert Hall, DNP, coach's decision for the Suns. Utah 135-126 over the Bulls. Jalen Smith. Terps. Baltimore 8 points, 3 rebounds there. Needless to say, we're in the busy time of year, ladies and gentlemen. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around this day in sports history locally. Well, let's start with George Foreman knocked out Michael Moore 30 years ago tonight, win the heavyweight championship at the age of 45 years old. Unbelievable, but George Foreman, 30 years, unbelievable, it's been 30 years. I remember it like it was yesterday watching it with friends and family. But George Foreman, who was getting his ass beat, landed a right-hand bomb. Michael Moore went to sleep, and you know, George Foreman regained the championship. How about 1976? Jim Palmer won his third Cy Young Award for the Orioles, 22-13. Was his record, 2.51 ERA. Nolan, that's what happened. We always talk about, hey, yeah, I guess it was better in the olden days. Well, yeah, it kind of was, especially here. How about 23 complete games for him? Not the American League, for Jim Palmer.
Damn.
How about 6 shutouts for Jim Palmer? How about he pitched 315 innings? Jim Palmer. Baseball was still shaped the same. He still threw it 95 miles an hour. He still hit the post. So, yes, it was better back in the olden days. Third and final Cy Young Award for Jim Palmer. Probably should have won in 77, but that's another argument for another day. Ravens history. November the 5th in Cincinnati, 2000, 24 years ago. Ravens hadn't scored a touchdown in five games and still managed to win two of them. But on this day against the Bengals, Trent Dilfer got busy. Three touchdown passes, two to Shannon Sharp, one to Brandon Stokley, as the Ravens blow out Cincinnati 27-7 on their way to the Super Bowl championship. After a 5-4 start, they wouldn't lose again until they hoisted Lombardi down in Tampa. And then a year ago today, M&T Bank Stadium against Seattle, Seahawks, Gus Bus. Had a caller yesterday asking for old Gus Bus.
Yes, they were.
Well, yeah, two touchdowns a year ago today. Odell Beckham scored his first touchdown, a reception from Tyler Huntley, because the Ravens had blown him out in the fourth quarter. Keaton Mitchell, we just talked about him. He had a 40-yard touchdown run. Justin Tucker kicked three field goals. Ravens get medieval on the Seahawks, 37-3. That took place a year ago today. We'll come back, talk about the current day Orioles, the offseason that has been so far, making these executive decisions is Mike Elias. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com next. Go to the Funhouse. Dolan McGraw coming up 11:45. News from the Nest at noon. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Ravens Bengals Thursday night. Count that early week dough at 12:15 with buy or sell. And then Gary Williams, Hall of Fame basketball coach, talk about the Terps. They win last night, talk about the Big Ten and the landscape of college basketball 2024-2025. From BaltimoreBaseball.com, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good morning. What is up?
Good morning, Bob, and happy Turn It Up Tuesday, or today could be Turnout Tuesday.
Yeah, a little election day, man. We're making this thing happen. But talk about some of the moves made yesterday by the Orioles. Sure. Ryan O'Hearn, option picked up. I'm just giving my editorial commentary thumbs up. As I see it, Sir Anthony Dominguez. All right, I'm cool with that. CNL Perez. All right, $2 million. We're down with that, I guess. I mean, I'd rather see him do more things successfully on the mound as opposed to him being in the news for catching home runs in the bullpen with his hat. But that's just me, Rich Dubroff. But Danny Coulomb declined. What the hell happened with that one?
Well, I was as surprised as anyone because, of course, I'm a big Danny Coulomb fan. He did. You know, he had, you know, such good 2 years with the Orioles, though he missed, you know, more than half the season this year with after surgery for removal of bone chips. The Orioles can't say or aren't going to say why they didn't pick up his option. But when you look at his medical history, his age, 35, and what happened this year, I think you can put two and two together.
All right, Rich, you've got the qualifying offers for Santander and Corbin Burns. No surprises there. Explain the procedural process to our audience, though, exactly what this means for both the player and for the team here, at least for the next couple of weeks.
Sure. The Orioles have extended a $21.05 million offer to both Burns and Santander. If they accept it, which they won't, they would play for the team for, you know, a year under that salary, or they could negotiate a long-term deal as well. But the player has until November 19th to accept or reject it, and that gives the players the option to look around the market and see how the market is. And, of course, for Corbin Burns, it's going to be very, very hot. And I think that there are going to be a lot of interested teams in Santander. When the players reject those offers, the Orioles will get a draft pick once they sign with a new team, depending on what team they sign with. That the value of the draft pick is contingent upon that. But the Orioles will at least get a draft pick. And I do remember that Matt Wieters was the first player to accept a qualifying offer after the 2015 season, because he looked around the market and saw that it wasn't real hot for him, and he stayed around with the Orioles for another season. So there have been there have been surprises.
Now, Rich, we talk about the tenders for O'Hearn and Dominguez, and then the qualifying offers for Burns and Santander. You still have your arbitration-eligible guys that Mike Elias is going to have to figure out something to do with here. I believe November 22nd is the deadline there, because raises, usually the players get raises in these instances. Any possible shockers in regards to an arbitration-eligible player not getting tendered here?
Yeah, well, there are 13 of them. I think that they might. I think that they may extend offers to all of them, offer all of them contracts. But there are a few who I think could be tenuous. And the most interesting one, I think, is Jorge Mateo, because Mateo is coming off Tommy John surgery. They say he will be ready to start next year, but I think Ramon Urias, who is also eligible for arbitration, and I'm sure he will be tendered, sort of moved ahead of Mateo in the utility infielder category after Mateo was out. And, you know, Jackson Holliday moved up with the Orioles, and I think they have big plans for him in 2025. So there may not be room for Mateo. So if it's possible that the Orioles could try and work out a trade for him, or not tender him a contract. He would be, he would be the most likely. Also, Emmanuel Rivera, who there may not be a place for on the team. And Trevor Rogers is an interesting one, but I think that they will tender him a contract, just because even though he didn't pitch well in the four starts and he's going to get a lot of money next year, they've invested so much in him, trading Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers for him, that I think that they'll want to see what he has. I think those are some of the most likely ones of the 13. But there are a lot of sure things in there, like Mullins and Kyle Bradish and Rutschman, Mountcastle. So most of those guys will be tendered. There'll be some drama maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles season ended over a month ago. It's hard to believe, Rich, but it's been over a month. Now we're into the offseason, as we've discussed, and a lot of Oriole fans, and you get it at BaltimoreBaseball.com, and when you're out and about, because you are a very popular and famous man in the streets of Baltimore and beyond. It's like, all right, it's great. Ruben Stein, he was Mr. Splash. He's been giving away free hats, and he's from Baltimore, grew up across the street from Memorial Stadium. How much money is he willing to spend? I don't think there's a definitive answer to it, but upgrade in payroll to what percentage if we're trying to guess here?
Well, I think that, I think that they're going to sign, more players in free agency than they have in the past. I think this is the year where Elias will sign his first multi-year free agent. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to, or that there'll be players for, let's say, Max Fried or Blake Snell, who's sort of the next tier down from Corbin Burns. I would look at guys like Nathan Eovaldi, somebody that they give a 2 or 3 year contract to. But I think that those are the kinds of players that they'll go after. But I have no idea, because, Rubenstein said, a few weeks ago, that at 75, he knows he doesn't have all the time in the world, and he wants to speed up the effort to get to a World Series. So it'll be interesting to see if the Orioles are going to be major players with some of these guys, because during Elias's first 5 years, they haven't been. They haven't been big free agent players, and this could be the year. But I think the payroll will go up, and it could get closer to the major league average. And I think that's sort of where that's sort of the sweet spot for them, because they know that they're not, as Rubenstein has said, we're not New York, we're not Los Angeles. So I think that they'll have a good size payroll, much higher than in the past, but right around league average.
Rich, more trades or more free agent moves?
I think more free agent moves, Vinny, because I don't know that they have that much to trade anymore. They traded so many of those infielders to get pitching over the last couple of years. I don't think that there are that many free agents that or young players that they want to part with. And also, a lot of these top prospects that they have now are recent draftees, so they don't have much of a track record. So I think that you'll see more free agent signings than trades. Though I wouldn't be surprised if there were a trade or two to get another right-handed hitting outfielder or maybe a reliever.
Hey, Rich, what are the odds on Burns and Santander for the Orioles to re-sign them?
Well, I was just looking at one of the betting sites that sent me out their odds, and they have Burns, the Orioles, the fourth or fifth leading team to sign him. It depends. If Rubenstein really, really wants to make a splash, he may go after Burns. I would think that the odds of signing Burns would be a little higher now than Santander, just because I think that they need a starting pitcher more than they do, a home run hitting outfielder. And I think at his age, he's 30 now, that signing him to a 4 or 5 year contract is something that they're probably not going to do. I'm not so sure that they're going to sign Burns to a 7 year, $200 million contract, which is what I think, what a lot of people think he's going to get.
Wow. You got a better chance of signing Frank Burns than you do giving Corbin Burns that sort of money. Rich Dubrop, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com?
Well, we have coverage of the Orioles every day, even in the off season, and our friend John Eisenberg will be around tomorrow morning with some of his Orioles recollections. So lots of interesting things in the website. We should be hearing from Peter Schmuck soon too.
Rich, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll be cranking it up for you here on The Fan.
Well, that's a real honor and privilege, Bob. And as I go out and do my errands, I'll make sure to tell them that Bob and Vinny sent me.
So do you want Air Supply or a Little River Band? Which one's more Turn It Up to that? All right, Rich.
I was hoping for the Eagles.
Eagles will work. They're Sabbath compared to those two bands. All right, we'll talk to you later, Rich Dubroff.
Okay, thanks, guys.
It's Rich Dubroff. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, reset, take you through the funhouse with Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest, top of the hour. You want to join us for that? You're more than welcome to do so. Buy or sell. Where's the money? We'll be counting that hopefully at 12:15. The Gary Williams Hall of Famer basketball coach. Talk about Maryland's win, Derek Queen's debut, and the state of the Big Ten and the college landscape in general. Purple with the gold face mask and the little bird facing you logo. So, Nolan, you're a big dress like the pros guy. I mean, wearing your purple uniform on Thursday night?
I don't have a purple uniform, but I'll try my best to root the team on. I love the way the helmets look. They had them on for practice last week.
Yeah.
Saw the pictures. Mm-hmm. I think they look pretty clean. They look good.
I don't like the face mask. Yeah. I go more about the black or purple face mask.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're wearing
the... they consult with me, by the way.
Oh, of course. But the Color Rush uniforms... may or may not be what they're wearing, the pair with the helmet.
It is. It's all purple. Okay. So Color Rush, excuse me.
But you get a little gold in there.
Oh, yeah.
So there's more gold in the uniform to match the helmet. I think it works.
I like the all black.
Oh, that's the classic. Everyone loves that one.
Well, they look faster in that, too.
Yeah. I like the defense not getting burned by Joe Burrow for 5 touchdowns. And I don't care what they can wear, potato sacks. Try to prevent that from happening. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. We have time for a call or two, Nolan, or are we going
Absolutely.
To your funhouse, man?
Yeah, let's get the call.
You make the call. It's your funhouse.
I told the people we'd get the calls here.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we're going to do what you tell us to do. Let's go to Marty in Arbutus. Marty, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I want to make a deal for Crosby of the Raiders. Now, listen and tell me if you would make the deal. Crosby comes to the Ravens. We, in turn, give them back Owe. Make it also Williams And maybe we could also throw in a couple of offensive players, as in the receivers. Would you buy that?
That's not going to get it done. Because basically, you know, if I'm the Raiders, I'm saying you're giving me your trash for
exactly.
for a Pro Bowl player.
I was going to say, Tylan Wallace?
And the rest of Chris Davis's contract?
Eloy Jimenez?
Yeah.
Hey, Max Crosby, in theory, bring it on.
Yeah, but Max Crosby.
That's a big price tag.
If I'm the Raiders, I'm starting with 2 1s. I don't want your players. I don't need play. I need draft picks. Give me 2 1s.
And Ravens have, what, 11 picks projected for this year's draft? Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, what's up?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, 2 1s. It's got to be 2 1s. And when you're trying to negotiate getting a marquee player, folks, you don't just give away garbage for stars. You have to be willing to part ways. And that's one thing that this organization, they did it one time in their life when they did it with Kyle Bowler, which I did not like, and they went and did it. And ever since then, Ozzie was spooked and wanting to be aggressive and move up. But you have to give up 2 first rounds. Like I said, I wanted you know, Gonzalez. I'd be willing to give 2 first rounds. You need to shut down corner. I mean, that guy can take away half the field. You can double. You know what I'm saying? The other side, he's like Deion in his prime. You leave that dude over there on the island by himself, he's good. You double other guy. But we do need a pass rush. And if you're going to go out and get homeboy, you're going to have to give up 2 first rounds. And at some point, Lamar's going to have to redo his deal. If he really wants to win a Super Bowl and he's dead set on it, and not to mention, it won't hurt because at the end of the day, people love winners. And since he's his own agent, he'll get every endorsement under the sun. But he's got to be willing to make that decision so we can, if he really wants to win Super Bowls. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
No, he's not taking a pay cut. There ain't no way that's happening.
No.
You know?
Rework, redistribute, sure.
Just extend more into the future. I don't know.
But New England, look, the Raiders are packing it in. They understand the big picture scenario is not bright for
them. They're developing Drake May.
Yeah, but. Yeah, the Patriots, they're not trading Christian Gonzalez. The Raiders, okay, they get rid of Max Crosby because they're like, all right, we're done. Let's move on. We can get a couple draft picks, high ones for him. He's part of the rebuild process.
Yes, no doubt. You know, yeah, well, Gonzalez is young. Gonzalez, what you're trying to go get? He's only in his, what, second year?
Second year.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. Where Crosby's older and making a lot of money, and if you're in a total rebuild, and if somebody were to give you 2 1s, you'd have to consider it.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, let's go to New Freedom. Bring in Chris. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Bob and Vinny. How you guys doing?
Hey, Chris.
I got to, I'm your resident Penn State fan. I have to defend my integrity.
That was my fault for picking Penn State. I apologize for that.
I can't blame you, Bob.
I had a feeling. I thought they were going to win.
I picked Ohio State just because Franklin always... Yeah.
Because they always find a way to lose that game.
Yes, on the goal line.
Some of those reviews were a little fishy to me, especially the last one where it was ruled a catch and fumble on the field, and you watch the review, and it looks like he got 2 steps in, and then the ball came out. It just kind of goes against the letter of the law, indisputable evidence. It looked very borderline at best. Could have totally changed the complexion of that game, but
are you saying that Ohio State was getting the Kansas City Chiefs call? I thought they got Chiefs got a few last night too.
Oh, the touchdown, the dude was false starting, but Penn State, you would figure at home they would get the benefit of the doubt, and I don't know if Ryan Day's a beloved coaching figure throughout the conference, so I don't know. I mean, incompetence, however, Chris, to your point, has been involved in officiating for a long, long time, even with replay, which is crazy.
Right.
All right, well, Chris, sorry about your Penn State Nittany Lions, and they're probably still going to the playoffs, I would assume.
If they went out. They got their schedule's not tough.
Washington's this week, right? Then they got Maryland at the end of the season. Turtles have their hands full.
Tough game maybe when they go to Minnesota.
Because the Gophers are playing pretty good football right now.
Yes, they are.
All right, what are we doing, Nolan? Taking a break?
Well, it's a very busy week here on Vinny and Haney.
It is.
A busy week in terms of giveaways. Now, no strangers to giveaways. We've given away concert tickets, Wise Market gift cards, you name it. We've given it away. But we've got a perfect storm this week. I've got Metallica tickets. I've got Iron Maiden tickets later in the week. Of course.
Why don't I have those in my hands right now?
Well, maybe if you call me during the break, I'll help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Wise Wednesday is still tomorrow, but to start today, two pairs of tickets to see Metallica. I'm giving away the first pair right now. Looking for caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. Plenty of more stuff coming throughout the week. Metallica's all week. Iron Maiden tomorrow through Friday. Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So stay tuned all week for plenty of giveaways.
Now, Metallica's next year at the old Commanders Stadium.
Commanders, Northwest Stadium.
Northwest Stadium.
They will be there on May the 28th.
And Iron Maiden's coming up, what, a couple weeks at Civic Center?
I believe next week. Yeah. Very soon.
CFG. You and I are going to have a little talk there. The Beatles could come from the grave. Zeppelin could reunite. Hendrix could play. And I wouldn't go see him in Northwest Stadium. Because getting out of there is be like, I can't believe I came down here.
All right.
Again for this. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News of the Nats coming up next. You want to join us for that? You can count that dough. Hopefully at 12:15 with Buy or Sell. And Hall of Famer Gary Williams talking some college hoops with him. Derek Queen made a big debut for the Turtles. Does that raise expectations even more than they already were?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.